Yes, yes, yes. What's up? What's up? It is another beautiful evening in the household of AU, De La Casa AU. You hear that voice. AU here, and we got another episode of Happy Wife, Happy Life, where we bring you the better halves, I should say, of fan talk into the cultural talk. I have here no other than, of course, my love, Mrs. AU, better yet known as Kelsey Ann, better yet known as Kelsey Ann Yoga. How are you doing?
You know, I'm good. I'm a little bit exhausted. I had a business trip earlier this week.
Talk about it.
I've low-key been bragging about it all week, been pretty excited about it, and AU's been giving me a lot of crap about it.
Yeah, but, well, me and Caesar,
I'm moving up in the world, I hope. So we're trying to make big things happen.
You know, you got to give her a little hard time, but I was very proud. As you guys saw, probably on some of you guys follow her on Instagram, she was posting her hotel. You can see the pool inside the hotel from the hotel. It was weird. Can you explain that?
So it's, if any of you are familiar with the general Phoenix area, my crossroads of the hotel were the 17 in Peoria, which is not the greatest part of town. But when you actually went in, it was
perspectively,
pretty nice.
Oh. People live there still. You can't.
Well, I mean.
And they got a Canes there. That's Canes. Shout out Canes.
Canes is good.
Okay.
Anyways, so it wasn't quite what I was expecting, because I walked in to this hotel, and then in the middle of the lobby,
choking a little herbal. Continue your story, please. Continue. You was in the lobby.
Yeah, so you walk into the lobby, and it looks like it should be some sort of outdoor courtyard area, but it's completely roofed in, and there are rooms with balconies facing the inside. And then in the middle of this hotel lobby is a pool and a hot tub, which is kind of weird to me. And so my room ended up being one of the ones that faces the indoor pool and hot tub. And I had a carpeted indoor balcony, and that was kind of cool, I guess. And the best part was the king bed with the comfortable pillows and the comfortable sheets and the comfortable pillow top. I knocked the fuck out. It was gorgeous.
All I wanted to know was, when I called, because I saw the Instagram story with the pool that saw inside her, I was like, where that curtain at? Because I know my baby got that shower after a long day with that thang out. You know what I'm saying? Keep that thang concealed. That weapon cocked and loaded for your boy. But all in all, I was very proud. She just got back, so we had a time to record this episode for you. Shout out to the winners. Last week, they had an amazing episode. Yes. We actually had the opportunity to listen to it while we were off on a charity event in L.A. So it was really good. It was good commuting entertainment. Winner, I see you still frying that chicken. We're going to have another cook-off. We're going to change the recipe up. So y'all don't know about that.
I think you guys need to do a different dish other than fried chicken. See who's the better all around.
I want to see what his course prep is like. You know what I'm saying? First course, second course, third course, dessert. Because he's not a big. I know he's not the bakey type. But see, if you really cook, you do all aspects of the bakery. Mm. Let's get it popping in the bakery. Shout out Mary J.
You should also make a cocktail for the judges.
A cocktail's always nice. It's always nice for me. Add a little flavor to my food. But that being said, I had some opportunity with a lot of this downtime to kind of catch up on the culture. As you guys know, we do run Fan Talk, so it's imperative that we keep with the culture. Obviously, right now, it's scandal season. Shout out Kerry Washington, but we don't need you right now, Kerry. We don't need you. You got to watch Scandal. She's a star of Scandal. Okay. It's on Netflix. If you guys need to check that out, that's a good watch. Yeah, thank you. I was called bars. But the first scandal, should we get into the R. Kelly joint?
Oh, is that what you want to
start
with?
It's a little newer. No, actually, let's put the exclamation point on Miss Woods.
Let's talk about something that's been talked about a lot already with Jordan and Tristan and Chloe and Kylie.
Jordan Thompson? Jordan Thompson, he's gonna marry
in her dreams.
No, there's a reason why he kept her around. And she, so anyways, all you guys know the scandal. When it's touching on last week, but there's so much developing stuff since they talked. She came out, she spoke. Was that a bold move for her to speak like that, like come out? Like, I don't know from a woman's perspective what she was thinking to gain from that, because I know from a man's perspective, that's a bold move.
You know, I think that anything around the Kardashian-Jenner family is going to be blown way out of proportion, and I really do respect Jordan for wanting to share her side of the story, because everyone, it seems like, was taking the court or Khloe's side, like, oh, I can't believe that she like hooked up with her, basically her sister or her best friend's sister, who looked at Jordan as a sister. So of course she was getting a lot of heat, but I feel like, you know, she did need to tell her side of this story, which takes a lot of courage, especially when it comes to anything around screwing around with basically a family's man.
Not any family, Kardashians. You know what I'm saying? Kardashians, I don't know why they have this stronghold on the melanin colony. The melanin colony. Get that, black men? Since the days...
The fake titties and the fake booties.
That sounds like envy right there. But I'm joking. I don't know why they have this stronghold on us. I mean, not us, me. But so, they're just like this weird thing. Like, it's like a curse. Like, hold on, let me get this off, because I've dealt with this history since Reggie Bush. Uh-huh. Reggie Bush was destined for stardom. He was destined for everything, and then he dated Kim. Ray J had one wish. He had All I Need, and his voice was like Bobby V a little bit. Like, so I make hits, but my voice, if you took the beat off, the auto-tune away, but he was on his way. He made the video. The only person that came out champion in all those cases was Kim.
Definitely.
Now, Kanye right now, he is losing on all accounts. Like, I posted on the Fan Talk page about him in church on Sundays. I think Kanye is losing until he comes out with the open apology. What R. Kelly's doing, which we're going to get into, is what we want from Kanye.
Well, but who do you...
The wrong person is doing that, doing the Gail interview right now. Let's put it that way. We definitely want Kanye out there, because I have a more likelihood of forgiving Kanye. But the Kardashians have a stronghold, but they're so powerful. It's like, which is crazy, because I felt like I was like, she has to, like, I said... Black women are not letting her go down like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt it in my heart, because let's get to the nitty gritty. Tristan was done. Like, everybody knows.
Tristan's been done with Khloe. And that much has been obvious for a very long time. He was cheating on Khloe when she was pregnant. He was cheating on Khloe when she was giving birth. He was cheating on Khloe after she gave birth. I understand why Khloe wants to keep him around, because that is the father of her child. But when someone is messing around behind your back for that long, you gotta know that there is underlying habits that cannot be broken, or that he does not want to break. And so Jordan, I don't think, was the one to blame. Now, she denies actually hooking up with him, except for a little peck on the lips on her way out at like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. But I think, you know, everything is a two-way road. If you guys have not already listened to the Red Table Talk, I highly recommend that you watch it and draw your own conclusions on the whole Jordan Woods, did she actually fuck Tristan type thing. I don't think she's innocent, but I don't think she's the number one to blame, because there definitely was mutual interest between the two parties. And, you know, typical LA culture, when you're drinking, when you're dancing, your judgment gets hazy, and things happen when you are young, when you are coming off of a party binge or in the middle of a party binge, and just, you know, things happen. So do I think Jordan is the reason why Khloe's family broke up? Not entirely. Was she the straw that broke the camel's back? I do believe so. But at the same time, it's a blessing and a curse more so for Chloe, because then now she finally gets to get away from Tristan for the time being. And it also sucks. Okay, I have to put this one out there because Jordan had everything going for her. Her best friend is now the youngest billionaire, officially. She was living in Kylie's house. All she had to do was not fuck around with someone else's man. And what does she go do? Fucks around with someone else's man. So, I mean, that's kind of my opinion on the whole thing.
Those are great points. Those are great points, and I think I want to touch on some of the things you said. I agree, but I disagree on the common denominator on the fault blamer. We just got to call a spade a spade. We got to call a spade when it comes down to it. Was Tristan hiding? No. He really wasn't. Let's be real. Let's be completely real. Everybody out there, like, these documentaries that are coming out, was R. Kelly really hiding? No, we just didn't want to see it. And I haven't seen the MJ one, so we're not going to talk about this episode, but I got to find it, and we will watch it. We will talk about it. I'm sure the winners will catch you guys up on it and start it, and we'll finish it. But what did we see R. Kelly? Yes. Even me, when I don't realize, because I'm so young, when I now know, I'm like, dang, it was right in front of us. So Tristan, just like Chloe, was like, all right, I'm going to rock this out because it's baby. But I don't want to be with you. You know I don't. Chris, you know I don't. But behind the scenes, you know that family, they do different things. They pull different strings. They try to ruin you. You got to protect yourself at the same time.
And let's it's a not business forget at the end of the day. That Chris was married to OJ's lawyer. So she knows how to cover herself legally, which I think is largely in part a reason they're so successful.
Oh, well, I guess. But
and why they have such a stronghold on the men that they're with.
Well, I'm sure they're papered up. They're lawyered up. I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, they know things probably that they've been in the business longer. They have lineage of business. They have lineage of law practice. Of course, they probably got the, you know, they say Kylie is not a billionaire without no lawyers. So, of course, and not understanding business. So, I mean, yeah, but I'm saying in terms of the bottom level, as the chicken gets ready to be prepared, on a lower level standpoint, is that from a relationship standpoint, the simple fact of the matter is, I mean, everybody saw the clips when Tristan was at New Year's Eve, Chloe was putting that thing on him, and he still turned and wanted to see who showed you over there to the left. You know what I'm saying? And that's just who he is. So now when you get to Jordan to the red table, of course Jordan's going to go there Jordan pretty much was there to let them know, hey, this is a statement to you, Chloe. If you come at me, I got Jada, I got Will. No one on Black Twitter is going against Jada and Will. Now, are we tired of seeing Jada and Will everywhere? And are they trying to be like a food for less version of Barack and Michelle? Absolutely. And I'm good off that. I'll stick with Barack and O'Shell. They're the ones we want. But if we got to get Will and Jada sometimes, and you guys still have a lot of stuff that we have questions on too. Where was Dwayne Martin? And where y'all what's going on here? Well, you know what I'm saying? Being on the top about it, because Will will smack people. But I'm just saying, we want, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but Jordan went there to say, hey, Chloe, bring it. I got these strong Black women right now. Black women are winning right now. Shout mm-hmm. out to the sisters. They're winning. Mm-hmm. They're not winning. We still got a long way to go, but they're being heard. I'll tell you that much. They're being heard on a bigger platform. Shout out Jada for opening those doors for them. Absolutely. But that's all that was for Jordan. Hey, I'm going here to tell you that I know Will and Jada. I'm okay. That's the comeback. She had everything. Jordan's like, I'm self-made. I got money. She wanted to tell people, I have my own money. I'm self-made. Not only that, if I'm not self-made, I was raised by one of the richest Black people in history. So it doesn't matter. So that's all she was trying to tell y'all. So kill that noise about Kylie. I was staying with Kylie by choice too.
Your best friend is a billionaire who's basically giving you everything. Absolutely.
No, right there. I don't think now, Kylie wasn't giving her anything. Kylie gave her a place to stay, probably. But I'm pretty sure.
I don't want to discredit Jordan and her modeling career.
No, you got your shits off. You got your shits off. You got your shits off. You did. You know. Let me let you finish. Yeah. You got your shits off earlier. I remember it was like minute 11. But. But no, I'm saying, Jordan's like, nah, I'm a self-made model. I'm this and that. Yeah, I laid in her home. How many people, I've stayed on people's couches plenty of times that they set me up. And then I've moved on. It didn't mean I didn't have my own money. It just mean I needed a place. Hey, this is convenient for me right now so I can build. You're willing to support me and whatever I'm doing. But she also said, at the end of the day, if you boot me, I got a nice crib right here in Bel Air. You know what I'm saying? With Will and Jada. I don't know where they live, but it's a show. They live in Bel Air. But that's what I think on Jordan. The loser and the common denominator is Chloe. Chloe, yep. this is fool me. This is fool me 14 times. You can't even say it like little saying with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Chloe, and it's like, it's everybody telling Chloe for years, like, he doesn't want to be with you. It's pretty much him. And like, there was always that little rumor that I always heard. I don't know if it's just, I'm making this up, that there was like some stipulations behind their agreement with the baby. That, like, because you know they're really business oriented at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was trying to touch on with the whole.
So there was something behind there. Background. Because as you look at the picture, Dan Tristan, like, yeah, let's take this picture, yo. Let's get this picture off. Chloe's not even going to the games like she was when they was in the honeymoon phase. Come on now.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, LeBron saw this coming. He Rick Rossed him. He told him, like Meek Mill, he said, I told him I wouldn't trust Nikki. But that sometimes you got to go down. You got to go down with the get down. And he chose to get down, and he's going down. Well, he really not going down. Tristan looking like he's looking like the biggest winner. If in reality, how weird does this sound? It's like everyone right now, especially the sis right now, especially with Jordan going to Red Table, I think helped Tristan because the black one, like, poor Tristan, he just wanted to leave. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows we have the evidence, we have the photos, we have this and that, we have that. So Chloe, like, literally, like, and then the picture surfaced Chloe with the freaking. You see that picture, her Halloween costume? She's a dog. She has a dog. She's like a dog trainer catcher. She's all black women with collars on her neck with chains holding them.
Oh no!
You lost. It's like you gotta give it up. You gotta give it up. Lamar Odom's back in the big three. He's in shape. He's off the cocaine.
The cocaine.
He's off the cocaine. He's off the ENA. He got him a contract, six figures. Go ahead, do the little chitlin circuit for a little bit. Lay low. Go on the chitlin circuit a little bit. Shout out Cuban and the chitlin circuit.
Did she date Lamar?
They were married. They had a show.
Chloe?
See, they always fuck it up with a show.
Oh, see,
That's their fault.
That's the thing about the Kardashians. I feel like they just cycle through men so quickly. And I'm sorry if this offends anyone, but they cycle through men so quickly, I can't keep it straight anymore.
Man, that don't offend nobody. That don't offend them. One of them sold a sex tape. What do you offend? How can you offend somebody that wants to make the pack and the rack off the tape?
That's about it with the Kardashians, but speaking about bringing more power to the voice of the black woman, did you see the interview with R. Kelly?
Oh yeah, Gail, shout out Gail, because Gail, she didn't buck. For one, she was looking at him like, sit your ass down. Like, sit your ass down.
Kel, it's too late. Why don't you tell us a little bit of background for those who have not seen the interview yet?
So, if you guys haven't seen the documentary, I don't know if you want to, because this is like we're saying, like, how Tristan was in plain sight. R. Kelly's been in plain sight for years, singing about it, talking about his predatorial ways. So now it's all starting to catch up to him. Pretty much the man said, pretty much his money gone, let's get him. He ain't got nothing to offer us. The black people are done with him. We taking him down now. That's pretty much what it looks like on the outside. That's what happened to Bill Cosby. When he gave up on the black people, the bad black people gave on him. The women came out, Bill Cosby out there. He's on vacation right now. And it looks like it's going to be R. Kelly's turn. His vacation might be a little rougher than Bill's, though, because at least Bill was messing with women of his age. He was just doing some real creepy shit. So R. Kelly gets on Oprah's homegirl. I don't know her last name. Gail Weathers, Gail something. It's Gail.
I don't know.
Everyone knows her as Gail. It's always been jokes about Gail since I was a kid. I feel like I know Gail. I feel like they taught people, used to talk about Gail like she was your auntie or something. Like, it never, like, you actually talked about Gail like she was the auntie, but it was like Oprah's friend. So there's always, like, I feel like there's so many myths circling around Gail and Stedman, the player Stedman. That's Oprah's side, man. Stedman with the bands. Stedman, get a bag.
You know, I don't care. Couldn't even be mad if you was Oprah,
I would have the, and I was Stedman, I had the coldest Instagram. Like, my baby just got me a yacht the other day. shout out to Kelsey. She got me a yacht. Steadman, steadfast. Yeah. But anyway, so he's on there. And he's showing his ass pretty much. They're asking him about the allegations. He's saying lie. He's not really describing them in detail, but he's just saying one word, lies. Almost like a kid. No, lies, blah. And then he outrage. He goes on an outburst.
He threw a full-on temper tantrum. He was flailing his arms. He stood up out his chair. He had these big old crocodile tears rolling down his face. And it just seemed so fake.
Arkells, man, you're telling me you haven't been to no bank? He's lying. I know he's been to plenty of strip clubs after hours. He's been in plenty of places where he needed to go to the bank right away. He's telling me he ain't been to no bank.
He said by himself,
though. I don't believe it. A lot of the dirt he has to do, he has to go by himself to get the money. You're not going with somebody to get that settlement money.
Unless he had someone to go get the money, and he said
they need to go to jail too. But
he had said, so many people have been spending my money. I didn't even know what was going on. That I do believe, because at one point
wasn't he have to pay them extra because he was doing some dirty shit? Let's call it spade a spade.
That's why I think that so many people were spending his money, because I'm sure he had the person, what? The chief operations officer, who was, I'm sure, in charge of the whole operation.
If you're so
was paying out all of these employees,
if you're that dirty enough, if you're dirty enough to go get that out the bank, you gotta be dirty enough to be like, look, I'm about to go to jail. If you want 1 million for the settlement, I'm taking 1.5 just so I have to take this 1 mil out, and I'm keeping 5 of that. But that's a dirty nigga that's doing that either way. You all gotta go down for that. But I'm telling you now, R. Kelly's been to a bank. That's a lie. There's a lot of those settlements, a lot of those things he was doing on them videos that are deemed that unworthy to watch now, which back in the early days, you could get it at this pay of $10 in the hood. Now you can't watch that shit. You might go to jail for that shit, so don't try to get those. It's just like, there's no way that he couldn't have had to go to a bank by himself. He had to. That's nasty. Imagine you say, hey, I need to go get this money. You know, you remember that girl I peed on? She was 13. I'm like, what? Nah, bro.
But someone of R. Kelly's caliber, I believe that, you know, people will do anything for money, and everybody has their price tag. Obviously, people are willing to give up their values for that price tag, and so I believe that he was able to find people who do the dirty work for him. And I believe that he probably was not in charge of his financials whatsoever. He was just like, this is what I want to do. I need somebody to set up the system for me, or here's the system I want, and I need someone to operate it for me.
That's not what she asked him, and that's not what none of us are saying. We're saying he says he's never been to the bank by himself. That's a damn lie. I don't care what anyone says. No girl man's never not been to the bank by himself, especially that rich. I'm going to the bank by myself when I'm not rich. When I'm that rich, if I want to go, if I don't got money, and I need, oh, shoot, how much more? Let me go to 91st and Northern right now, where that Bank of America is, and I go to Ross. I see a couple things on the aisle, and I'm rich.
You have someone that famous walk into a regular bank, and you don't think that people are going to stare, and all of that attention is going to be on them?
R. Kelly definitely went to a bank by himself. He went to a bank by himself. He was crying about the child support he was behind. The child support that he's behind has nothing to do with the
hundreds
fact that
hundreds of thousands of
but
dollars.
But he was trying to make it seem like it was because she was tarnishing his name. No, R. Kelly, it's not because she's tarnishing your name. It's because of what you did. Stop, like, her saying that you're an abusive man is not why you can't pay child support. You doing those godforsaken deeds that you did in the dark came to light, and now you can't pay the bills that are so high. Now you want us to cut you some slack?
Yeah,
you've been bamboozling us this whole time. Pay what you owe, my mans. Come out them pockets. Mm-hmm. That $350,000, you got to empty it out. Come down. You got to be on them streets with the rest of us. Mm-hmm. Get out there, Postmates. You could download Postmates. Lyft. Niggas are paid for Lyft, and they might pay for a tip for a song. DoorDash. You DoorDash. You could deliver pizza. You could do all those things. And just grow a beard out, but you're going to have to empty that $350,000 out, because that's the only way you're going to pay for anything, and that's the only way you're going to stay out of jail. He's talking about, he was like, oh, the money wasn't clear. You broke, bro. That money probably just cleared from the documentary, from everybody streaming your music in the first place. That probably was money that was clearing from that. Mm-hmm. So good riddance. It's time. It's time to get all you nasty niggas up out of here.
And just to catch up everyone who is not following the whole R. Kelly thing. So he got evicted from an apartment and then was put in jail. And then a friend posted his bail and now he is back in jail for the child support that he did not pay. So we will see where this goes. We will see how it unravels and we will keep you updated on this whole situation.
Absolutely. Should we touch on Jussie? We got to touch on Jussie. I don't think we even had a chance to touch on Jussie.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get into that.
Yeah, because I feel like this is like the... oof. Oh, actually, speaking of Jussie and R. Kelly, they were booked, like, based on the pictures, they were booked in the same jail.
Oh.
But Jussie probably... I'm telling you, Jussie chilling reading a book. He got protection. Anyway... Well. No, I think he's out. He's on bail. They actually just saw him on the for the first time. He had dinner with his family.
Oh.
Not too long ago, a nice little steakhouse. Still got a little money in your pocket. So I hope you hold on to that money. I actually have a bold prediction that they're going to let this wash off. They're going to make this R. Kelly, this Michael Jackson stuff is going to make us forget about this. And nothing's going to happen to him. I have a strong feeling that he embarrassed himself. He's already, he pretty much blackballed himself out the industry. He will be singing on the corners.
I was just about to say, I don't think he's going to be able to make his career bounce back from this one. Just because of how.
He's going to be on them low budget independent films. Wait, isn't that boy that played Empire? Isn't that boy?
See him on a random commercial.
Isn't that boy that played Empire? That's the areas that movie's gonna be seen. Hey, isn't that boy that he played? That's old country people. We ain't gonna ever see him. They gonna be places that they never heard of Justin. Oh, Justin, that boy that played Empire. And then they're going to say everything that he thought that they said to him in them cities that he's going to be playing his movies in. But I just think it was just crazy to hire two big-ass Nigerian dudes. Like, because my wife happens to luckily be in a Nigerian household. That's like me and Reggie. Imagine me and Reggie getting hired by Jussie Smollett to beat his ass. One, I'm busting his face off because if you only pay me $3,500, but you're gonna tell me make like it with no Jussie, you're not beating me. Anyways, man, what would you say to us after the fact? Me and Winna just robbed Jussie Smollett, and you know how dark we are. We're supposed to be white MAGA hat wearers, and we come home. What would you say?
Really? I don't know. I mean, I just... The whole thing just seemed so... how do I put this in a nice way? So terribly planned. Not only do you hire two people who you have worked with on the set of Empire, but you have also rehearsed it beforehand, and then you leave the noose around your neck until the authorities show up.
I don't know, man. No, man. That, so for one, everybody knows. Everybody knows the noose is coming off. For one, Jussie, the drugs is strong out there in L.A. Jordan, the drugs is strong out there in L.A. Tristan, we know you out there doing it. Ain't going to snitch on you, though, because you in season.
You think Jussie's doing drugs?
Who, Tristan?
No, Jussie.
He talked to, that was after a while. He's like, he'd been battling with his drug problem. That was one of his many excuses.
So it wasn't just a thing on Empire. He actually that, did have he, a drug he, problem.
He saw he was doing that part well.
I mean, he could have just been good actor.
But Jordan, the drugs is real. The cocaine is real out there in L.A. It's right by the border.
She said she had just been on a party binge.
The party just started.
7 o'clock they ate it in the morning. If you go back and you listen to, she said she was coming off a party binge, meaning she had been partying for the last several days.
Oh, so she woke. Up is nothing. That's easy.
She didn't even go to sleep.
That's easy.
Though.
That's easy. I'm a
she
girl.
She was still at the house partying, dangling her legs over Tristan.
This is simple. This is simple.
Until the wee hours of the morning.
This is simple how this happened. You know what? I'm an experienced human being, so we're going to talk about it. You wake up. You're a little groggy. Your friend dangled a little bag. Whatever it is in there. Before you know it, you doing videos on Instagram. You don't even realize you didn't sleep. Your body a little shaky. Your body a little shaky, but you know what you do? You know what you do, Jordan? Shake that monkey right on Tristan. Nobody will ever know that you was on a drug binge. I get you. I see you. She's smarter than the people give her for 21. But we gonna get to Jussie. This was a funny ass show because there's a lot of the duds out there right now doing some stupid shit. And Michael,
yeah.
I'm gonna watch that. And I'm canceling you, my nigga. I'm just gonna tell you straight up, if it's what it is, it is what it is, bro. Call a spade a spade.
What are your predictions for that?
It's everything that we thought it was when how I thought R. Kelly. It's like right now, it's like I just now need to know so I can make sure I confirm, because you never want to be. It's always innocent until proven guilty. You're not. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to counsel you. There's a difference. I'm not going to pass no judgment off you. It's not my job. But I don't got to deal with you. I don't got to hear you. I don't got to talk about you. I don't got to think about you.
I think everything that in so many different ways.
But you know what? It's not shocking. It's stuff that's been said.
It's not.
Even before the trial, even after the trial, it was still going on. Neverland Ranch was popping.
Did he actually get put on trial?
He did. He got acquitted, and that's the whole thing where black people are trying to stand behind him.
Oh.
Which is okay, but it's like R. Kelly got acquitted, but that nigga's still nasty.
Yeah,
I get Michael Jackson dead, so I'm not gonna make fun of the dead, but I'll counsel you. Like I said, I'm not gonna say nothing bad about you. If you did some dirty shit, you gotta just handle that. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna hopefully.
That's different though, because that's like that's like some Catholic priest shit. Sorry, had to put that one out there. No, that's messed up. Because that's...
Oh, she about to get us. You're Catholic.
I am Catholic. Oh. But that's one of the reasons why I've started distancing myself, because of all of that lack of responsibility of, you know, people in power. But all that aside, you know, that's going to break a lot of people's hearts, because Michael Jackson is... If it is all true. You know, he's such an integral part of how music has transformed and what it has become. He's an icon.
Well, as we wrap this up, I always want to give you guys a little real household like story of like things that we're still coping on, that we trying to get through. So we're going to talk about the last couple of days. So, you know, big boss lady over here has been in her mature bag. You know what I'm saying? So, it was hilarious. You know how we talk to happy wife, happy life. I got butt hurt the other day. Okay, I can't lie. I was in my sad bag. Okay, and this is a lesson to all you ladies out there, right? Men have hearts, and now me. If you see me in statue, like he's evil. I'm not. When it's one you love, you love. So she gone 3 days. I gotta wait till half the day for her to get back. You feel me? So she get home. I'm excited. I'm feeling like, I ain't seen you in a minute. You know what I mean? It's been a minute. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm putting a little key sweat on. You feel me? And so it don't happen like that, though. So I'm like, babe, why don't you pick up a little food? She on the way home. She don't give me the food. I'm like, okay, it's cool. You just want to come see your man. I can't wait. Food. I ignore the food. She get home. She's like, guess what, babe? I'm going to the pool. I was like, oh, what? 3 hours. 3 hours go by. I'm in here still by myself. Me and Caesar. I'm petting Caesar. I'm sad. So then she come in. She sent me out for my food. I get back. Long story short, it's 7:00. She gets home at like 1:00. Now she's like, okay, babe, let's watch TV. I was hurt at this point. I was hurt. I'm like, nah, don't touch me. You know what I mean? And you know what? I feel like, man, women insult your intelligence, because you know what she tried to do? She tried to rub the booty on me, trying to make me ignore her with the booty. She knew what she was doing.
And it almost worked.
It almost worked. Then I was like, hold on. Slapped myself a couple times. Hold on. I'm a man. Don't insult my intelligence with the booty. But I was hurt, man. I slept on the couch for a little bit. You know what's funny? Men be hurt and still got to sleep on the couch.
I just want to say, you chose to sleep on the couch because we were both in bed, and then you worked yourself up to where you were so mad that you got up and you walked out and you went and slept on the couch. But my perspective is I had just worked 35 hours in 2.5 days. My brain was dead. So what do I want to go do? Relax at the pool. What did I do? Asked my baby to come with me. What did he do? No, baby. I'm black. I don't like to go in the sun at the pool. Okay, but I understand. You haven't,
okay, so at this point, wait, I come
back and I shower. And then I'm like, okay, I know he's been missing me, so let me go ahead and show him a little love. That's when I did the whole booty on you thing. Yeah. And he was not having it. Got a little giggle out of him. But after that, he was just all up in his feelings for the rest of the night. And not only did I do that after everything and working, but I cooked us a nice meal.
She cooked her a nice meal. I just had the dinner she made me go out and get for myself. But I said, I just say this, ladies. Check on your man first, okay? Check on your man first. The house was clean, too. The house was clean. You really check your man when he cleaned the house. Y'all niggas is lazy out there. I know. That being said, man, it's AU. We're going to give our plugs. We're going to get out this thing. We gave y'all a little extra 10 minutes for y'all tonight. And that thing, thing. It's AU, AU Music. You got to catch me, AU Music. AU Music 89 on Instagram. AU Music 89 on Facebook. AU Music 89 on SoundCloud. AU Space Music on all your streaming devices. Catch us on Fan Talk. Fan Talk 801, the greatest podcast for the culture. My brother and myself, we on a hiatus right now because winter needs to be home with the winners, because right now we're preparing for another winter, and it's winter season. So
baby, we just want to make sure that
we... So we got this Happy Wife, Happy Life started for y'all. But catch me everywhere, man, and make sure you catch us here. Happy Wife, Happy Life 0801. Happy Wife, Happy Life 0801 at gmail.com with any questions, anything you want to have, tips, tidbits, questions you have for the couples. Kelsey Ann, do your thing.
Also want to say the Winners have started their own podcast centered around the family-friendly aspect of it. So go check it out, the Winners.
We will be getting ours popping and a vlog to go with it. Boom, yeah, a vlog. We're going to have a vlog with it. Go ahead, talk your shit, baby.
And, of course, go ahead and follow me on all avenues. By all avenues, I mean Instagram and Facebook. Kelsey, no Y, _ Ann on Instagram. Facebook is Kelsey Ann Yoga. And YouTube will still be coming soon.
We out this thing, boy.